say this house is what from this one?
Diagonal.
Diagonal? Do you ever use a more common term? Do you ever say it's catty-cornered over
there? Yeah. That's true, catty-cornered.
A couple of other terms. Cattywampus. You ever say he went across that field cattywampus?
Well, that word is used sometimes in a fun way of it.
Does it mean that he's kind of staggering or going?
Talk about that catty-corner across it. Drove into Atlanta a few years ago and didn't know exactly where it was going. Stopped a lady waiting for the children at the corner. And asked her about this place home to go. She said, you go right catty corner across there and go down that street. I said, lady, I can find it now. She is from South Georgia, I know. Catty corner across there.
Do you ever use the term catty bison?
A very little. Sometimes you hear somebody.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that same thing.
It doesn't mean, for example, if a car skids out of control, how does it go across the road? Might skid all the way, like every which way.
Well, they call that cattywampus.
Cattywampus. I see. Catty bison is a new one. Thing I picked it up in Mount Vernon. Except from a lawyer there. And he says it was in his family for three generations. It meant there, I think, well, something, he says a carpenter does, makes a bad fitting. And he says that's kind of catty bias. They're not quite square. Okay, now I'd like to get to the interesting part. What we use for different words used for the same thing. In this region, what are the latter part of the, say before supper, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, how do you refer to that?
In the evening.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 o'clock.
And what time of day is it when the sun first appears?
Sunrise.
And when it disappears?
Sunset.
And there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds disappear. You say, well, the weather is...
Clear.
Do they ever say fair enough here?
Well, bad.
What do you call a very hard rain that just comes down in buckets?
Well, they, generally speaking, say they come a flood.
I got some wonderful terms. Goose grounder.
Dog strangler.
Toad strangler. Gully washer.
Yeah.
Would you say those things are kind of dying out?
I don't see much difference in that particular thing. It goes about like it's always been.
Joke.
Well, there's one thing now. We used to call them lighter knot floaters, see? That's what they used to call it back there, but it's no more lighter knot. They about quit saying that.
Yes, I got that term. You call it a flog.
Come a flood.
And a shelf over a fireplace is
a mantelpiece.
And the iron things that hold the logs.
Fire dogs.
And the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire is?
Kindling.
And if it's especially rich?
Lighter splinters.
Lighter splinters.
Lighter splinters is what we can see there.
And do you ever call it fat pine? Or?
A fat pine?
Yeah, a fat pine or fat wood.
Oh yes, it's fat wood. That's lighter.